All right, before we begin, we got Totoro with a misconception about Hawaii.
Hello, everybody. One misconception about Hawaii that has been going around, at least with people I know from the mainland for the last couple of years that I've really been sick of, is the assumption that surfing is our national sport. For one thing, just because you live in Hawaii does not mean you automatically have to surf. I mean, it's great that you know how, and I give you a lot of props for it, but it's not a requirement. Second, we don't have a national sport. Hawaii is part of the United States, and we're not a separate nation. However, if you were to speak to some of the people in our Hawaiian sovereignty movement, they would disagree with you. But for the most part, we are a state, the 50th state. The name of the podcast is called Otaku 5-0. 5-0 meaning 50, 50th state.
Are we gonna have to taser you?
I'm just sorry. You better start before I kill someone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Otaku 5-0. This is the only entertainment-themed podcast direct from Hawaii.
I am or serious. Else. I'm serious. I really am going to
yes,
kill someone.
Yes, I know. Chill out. You shouldn't have given him the vault. I'm going to go around introducing everybody. I don't know why. We got Jupiter on the floor, literally, again.
Hola.
She's in baby jail.
Oh, no, I'm outside baby jail. You're in baby jail.
You know,
so the rest of us on the couch here are in baby jail.
This is the most comfortable jail I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And I've actually been in jail. But anyway.
Story for another time, yes.
To her immediate right is Zell.
Hello.
And to his immediate right is Titus. He's our technical advisor type
person.
He's the guy with the brain. And to his immediate right and to my immediate left, we have Tootie Roll Totoro.
Tootie Roll.
We're going to call you Tootie Roll.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go with no on that
I worry
one.
that nickname's going to stick.
No.
But go ahead.
Well, hey, if we start making money off of this, you're going to have to change your name.
That's true.
Anyway, say hello.
Hi.
There we go.
What are you doing?
Okay. And then there's me, Mr. A, as if you didn't know.
Back in the moderator's chair for this time around.
I don't
Good luck.
Know why. You people keep sticking me with this job. This is...
I should be the moderator.
And speaking of jobs...
Don't talk. You may get a shot soon enough. Yeah.
Speaking of jobs, I have a little bit of personal news for everybody.
Must you share this?
I must because the people need to know this. I need everybody to start boycotting Burgers on the Edge because over the weekend they fired me. I'm not going to say why.
It's so tragic.
But it was a bum rap.
I shed a tear for you that day.
It's not right.
All right.
Screw them. Anyway.
Just the same as I'm boycotting Starbucks right now because they fired my sister-in-law.
Okay, so we got people to boycott
like
Starbucks
anyway.
Shokudo, Burgers on the Edge.
Shokudo is a Japanese restaurant that's in downtown by Ala Moana Shopping Center. Yeah.
Sounds
Sorry,
good.
Little background information. Little background information.
Why do I, when I hear the name Burgers on the Edge, so I think of a burger trying to kill himself.
No, you
should watch out, man. I'll do it. I'll do it.
You know, that's the kind of thing that would inspire like
that
a Far Side cartoon.
That was actually my idea for the mascot was a burger with these cracked out looking eyes holding an AK-47.
And you wonder why you don't have a job.
Two of the managers approved it.
Wow.
Nice.
Did they get fired as well? I would fire them.
One of them quit, but we won't go into that. Anyway, so let us move on to our first topic.
Okay.
All right. The top three. This is where we, the people, choose our top three favorite of something. And we tell you what it is, and we tell you why. Unfortunately, this episode contains the top three reality TV shows. I don't know why we're doing this. Why did you pick this?
It seemed like a fun thing to discuss.
Yay!
Huh.
Reality shows.
As Jupiter goes full tilt bozo over this topic.
If I wanted to see a reality show, I'd go punch someone in the face and see what happened.
I'd go out and live my life.
Something interesting.
Try working
happen.
In a Jack in a Box for 3 years, and then you know that's reality.
All right.
All right. So
I don't. Wow. I didn't. If I had known the feedback I was going to get, I probably wouldn't have picked this topic.
Then. I like it. I like it.
There's only one of
only
you.
One person. I liked it. I thought it was
Luna does not count as a part of you. She is her own separate entity.
Not, well,
she watches them.
For now, I suppose.
Does she understand them?
I have no clue.
Exactly.
Can you read a baby's brain?
Yes.
All right.
Like right now, she wants pudding.
I don't think that's what she
to
wants.
To translate, he means he would like... Never mind.
Shut
that's
up.
Too morbid. Stand far away from that one. Go ahead. But let's get this rolling. Who do you want to go first?
Well, because Jupiter's just so bonkers over this, I'm going to go with Totoro first, just to keep her in suspense.
Okay. Just in a nutshell, here are my top three. Number three would have to be The Amazing Race.
Yes! Aww.
Because I kind of like the idea
of... Did you watch
the
new episode today?
No, I have it taped. I haven't watched it yet. I kind of like the premise of the show. Basically, it's this huge kind of marathon kind of race. It's a huge marathon with teams with, I think it's a team of two, I think is the max, two people. And the part of the drama is showing how they survive these challenges week after week.
They get so stressed
out. Yeah, and they're everyday ordinary people, not unlike ourselves. You know, so it's like if I had an Otaku 5-0 team, like me and Nigel, you'd probably end up killing me before the end of the first leg.
I'd like to make a note for everybody. He called me by my real name again.
Oh!
Again.
Mr. We should make a game out of that.
We could play shots.
The N-count. Yes. The N-count.
The N-count.
It's like the dead red shirts in Star Trek, really. How many are there? We need to play that drinking game.
But like I said, I like the premise of the show, and I followed it along for the first three seasons. But I kind of lost track after stuff got in the way that I wanted to see more than Amazing Race. But with the new season coming out on NBC, it's NBC, right?
It started Sunday night.
Started Sunday night on NBC. I look forward to seeing.
No, it's CBS.
CBS, okay. I thought it was NBC for some.
No, CBS.
CBS, okay. And that's I'm going to leave it at that. So number two, going back to number two, I'm not sure if you would call this a reality show per se, but I love Iron Chef.
I think it is.
Technically, yeah.
Technically, it's not really a game show because they don't win anything.
Wait, Iron Chef or the
Iron Chef America?
Yeah,
Iron Chef, the original Japanese version.
Good man.
I like both.
Okay. I like as much as I love Alton Brown. Alton Brown. Who hosts Good Eats, which is one of my favorite shows.
Great show.
I don't really object to the show. I think it's actually a pretty good show, but I like the original.
Oh, I like the original too, but when they stopped making them, stopped for showing them.
Yeah, yeah. I have to get my Iron Chef
fixed. At least the original Iron Chef had an audience.
That's true. I thought...
Iron Chef America doesn't actually have a live audience.
Oh, okay. That kind of... All right.
It loses a bit of...
Well, and I did a little research at one point about Iron Chef, because I was interested in how these chefs were coming up with complete dishes.
Well, there's a lot of prep work going on between filming and stuff. Like, they actually showed a behind-the-scenes episode of how they produce an episode of Iron Chef America. That was actually pretty revealing. I'm pretty sure that was an episode or a mini documentary. I don't know.
So moving on to your number three.
Go.
That's my number one.
Oh, well,
number two was Amazing Race. Number two is Iron Chef.
You said number two was Amazing Race, then number two was Iron Chef.
Number three was Amazing Race. Number two is... Okay. And number one, you know what? There's a reason this show has been on for so long, and it is probably the one show that I can't stop hearing about it. I'm not a fan of the obsessive fandom that comes along with this show, but American Idol is my pick for... It's probably my favorite reality show because of the fact that you really have to sing your guts out to get far. I mean, at least the guys that are on this show, they have some degree of singing talent. I'm glad they show the pre-episodes where they're actually having the audition processes, and if they let some of those guys in, the show would lose all credibility. You're looking for someone that can not only sing, but has a personality, which is what we look for in a singer, or a diva, as you will. Think Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Madonna, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. They're not just singers, they're personalities. You know,
crazy,
that kind of crazy quirkiness, or that whatever they are, Avril Lavigne, that sells their records. Katy Perry is another one that just came out. And let's not forget other like Rihanna. Did I say Beyonce Knowles yet? Nope, I didn't. You know, and this
Shania
show,
Twain.
Shania Twain, of course. And I like Shania Twain's
gotta
music
go
too.
Go outside the box.
Yeah, exactly. Faith Hill, you know, and let's not forget the, even though I dare not mention this in front, Martin next McBride to Mr. A, I will say Miley Cyrus just because.
Well, he'll say Jonas Brothers.
That's true. Well, there are personalities in the
Jonas
room, right?
Jonas Brothers have really good song. I could just think of all the great song that they have.
Okay, your objection is well noted, but that's my pick.
Well, they have two.
That's my three: Amazing Race number 3, Iron Chef number 2, American Idol number 1.
So you know what? I'm gonna go with me now because I want to get this out of the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
In no particular order, because I can't be bothered to put this in order. No. Well, one of them will be in order.
It's below me.
It just doesn't suit his style, you know?
It really, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, what's your three then? I'm kind of curious now.
Okay, my three were... Number three, I'm going to go with... It was on a while ago. They haven't done any more, obviously, but... At the time, I really liked it. I watched every episode. Was Breaking Bonaducci.
Is that the one where Danny Bonaducci is...
Basically, you see him slowly spiral into this horrible abyss of pain and suffering.
What?
You actually liked that show?
It wasn't that bad. It was all right.
Okay.
I enjoyed... I he kind of reminded me of my dad. Don't ask why, but...
I don't think... Okay, we won't.
Just, really, you see that... This is what happens when you put your child into the limelight and you're not careful about it.
Okay.
That ultimately he will grow up and he's going to be a douche.
Yeah. That,
and his life went horribly, and his wife, who loved him so much, eventually they got a divorce. It was horrible.
Mm.
And it just proves that regardless of who you are, regardless of what your situation is, we're all humans, and if you don't watch out, your kid's going to end up being like Danny Bonaducci.
Good point.
Although he does a lot of charities.
Yeah.
Certain charities.
Helping people, not definitely below me again.
Helping people, going home, drinking a lot, and slashing your wrist. It's kind of, it's a horrible teeter-totter of reality here.
Okay, so Breaking Bonaducci, that's one of your three.
Yes.
Okay, what's the other
one? Number two is probably going to be The Real World. The older Real World.
Are you kidding me?
I remember when I first got cable, I was 12, and I saw The Real World. I think it was Boston at the time.
Yeah.
I could not get enough of that show. I just couldn't. I watched every episode, and then when they did the little marathon before the next season of The Real World,
yeah,
I watched the whole thing. I couldn't get enough of this show. Next season came on, I'm all like, it's not so good, because the people kind of were lame compared to the last season. But every so often, for the next couple of years, they would have a good season. They would have seasons with people that I actually enjoyed watching make idiots out of themselves.
And let's not forget, Real World went to Hawaii.
That episode, I don't know why, but that had more naked people on it than a car key party from the 70s.
When people think Hawaii, they think beaches. When they think beaches, they think naked people running around. Awesome.
They think that's another misconception about Hawaii that I will address at a later time.
That was actually, I like that from, and this is going to sound weird, but bear with me. I like that from a technical standpoint, just because everyone was naked all the time. The producers had to figure out how to keep mics on these people. So they put it into the little puka shell lays
that they
gave them.
That's how they did it, yeah.
I thought that was ingenious. It's perfect. You put him in the lay. He's like, okay, well, you got to wear the lay. And he's like, yeah, they're mic'd at all times. It's great.
Okay.
So, as you can see, my taste in reality TV is very shallow. But, number one, I thoroughly enjoy this particular reality show, mostly because the one guy in it. I'm talking about Dinner Impossible. The fact that this guy has...
That is a good show, yes.
A certain amount of time to make a meal for however many people. I remember he went to the... this candy store for someone's birthday. It was really this Alice in Wonderland sort of
And every
thing.
Dish in that he served as dinner had to have candy in it. Yeah.
And then they did the sesame seed candies. Yeah. Sesame seed candy encrusted salmon or something like that.
Yeah.
It was ingenious. And there's like, oh, this soup has this in it and blah, blah, blah. And
like peppermint soup or something. He did some odd recipe combinations.
This soup will have the pucker powder and stuff like that from the... And...
But of course, there was a bit of controversy about that show, where the guy that's the chef on that show claimed that he cooked for all these famous people, and turns out he didn't. But they decided to keep him on the show anyway because the audience said, "Oh, I like him. Keep him on the show."
I remember for about a season they had someone else do it.
Yeah, wasn't as successful. So
hated
they brought him
that
back.
Show for that one season. I just hated it, and then they brought him back. I'm like, yes, I get to watch this guy. Yell at people in a British accent. It's great.
The crazy people are the people you put on TV.
Exactly. Yeah,
you're 50 minutes of fame. But of course, this guy can, if you've seen, have you seen the show?
I have not.
Okay, this guy can cook. If you do get a chance, watch an episode online or something. You will, I challenge you to come up with something better, with stuff better than he puts up there. Because the stuff he cooks up and serves to the guests, you go, how am I supposed to do this? Like another episode I saw where he went to this, he was cooking dinner for this crossword convention, this crossword lovers
club. I remember that. Yeah.
And every dish had to look like a crossword.
Nice.
A puzzle. And he's going, how am I supposed to make soup or some, what, how? And he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he ends up pulling it off in that two-hour span.
My favorite episode, I think, would have to be the one where he cooks for a... I think it was a platoon or something getting shipped off to Iraq, and this was going to be their last meal before they left. And he cooks for like 400 soldiers.
Big crowds.
And it's just immaculate. Like, I mean, really, people would pay 20, 30 bucks a plate for this stuff, and he's pumping this out in like the span of 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this guy's brilliant. He has to be at least a little brilliant to be able to pull this off in the amount of time that they have.
And a little bit insane, too. Mm. A little bit of creative genius, I'd say. So let's run down your list again. Your number, well, your first was
Breaking Bonaducci,
then with Real World, and then Dinner Impossible.
Yep.
Okay. Who would you like to go next?
Let's go with, well, Jupiter's back, so let's go with Zell.
Yep.
Okay.
Mom's
there. So reality TV shows.
I'd like everyone to note that Jupiter's holding this green
lobster
thing. It looks like a vinyl lobster.
As my hand reaches for my camera phone.
Hold on. Wait.
I will take a
picture. I have my actual camera. I got my actual camera here. Hold on. Oh. Flash.
Edit this part out.
Come on. There we go.
Mine's just kind of blue. I'll borrow yours.
Okay. I'm going to put that on Facebook for everybody to see. Anyway,
Zelf, continue with your top three, please.
Okay, so I haven't actually watched any real reality TV shows.
Would you like to skip this topic then? Well, would you like to sit out?
No, not really. Not particularly. I don't think I'll come up with a real top three. But
Give us one.
But my
good ones.
But my, you know, take on it.
Okay.
I think the first real reality TV show that anyone actually accepted, which I find it weird that no one mentioned, is Survivor.
Well, yes.
Technically, yeah, that is a reality show.
Just so much of it seems scripted at this point.
Well, honestly,
back in the day, though, nobody really thought that. It was just, wow, you're going to put these people on an island or some crap.
I remember reading about one of the seasons where they just dropped people off a boat and said, have fun!
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's when the show
there was one where
really
they dropped them on a reserve, so they couldn't actually eat any of the animals, but, and they couldn't
let's stretch that conversation. Let's stretch this into a conversation. The early seasons of Survivor were good. Were very good because it was no frills kind of a setup.
Yeah.
As the series became more popular, the creators of the show decided to spice things up and make in an attempt to make things more interesting. instead of just keeping things the same over and over, which would get stale eventually.
Right.
They decided to take a chance and introduce new things,
twists,
new challenges, new
what
course,
a twist,
new people and stuff like that. So, but however, it was a mixed bag. A lot of this stuff always is, but luckily, every time they retool the show for the next season, people keep watching because it's Survivor.
Right.
I mean, one of the things that you can change is, let's say, the location of the challenge. And like how to, like Survivor was in, I don't know where it was the first season, but then it's like Brazil, Palau, China, Azores. You know, pretty soon it's going to be Survivor Antarctica. I'd like to see Survivor Antarctica.
I want
to
see them.
That would be so dangerous.
Let's see how they, let's see them deal with minus 100 degree weather in tents.
Instead of I want to see Survivor in New York. Yo, man, you got a light? Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got nothing.
Okay.
That's too bad for you.
Okay. But continue?
That was one of the first things I've seen. I watched a couple episodes of that and a couple episodes of Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. And I think those would probably be my two favorite things, especially Amazing Race, because they're just going around the world doing ridiculous stuff, and they don't know what they're doing. And
no.
We have to go this way.
Like I said, they're just ordinary people being put into a competition that for the winners, a lot of money.
Right.
And it's like, if the terrain won't kill you, your partner might.
No.
I remember one episode.
That's part of what keeps us watching.
Yeah. There was one season where one of the teams got arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
One chick had to shave her head to get through the
I
airport.
That.
And she's like, I better win.
No, it was a fast forward, and they had to shave their heads, and they were models, and so they had to go back all the way, and they got eliminated at that station.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Because they decided to take the fast forward, and they weren't willing to shave their heads.
Because they were models.
Anyway, yeah.
Understandable concern. I mean, there's the tension. Right? It's like, come on, just shave your head if you want.
For how much money? Just
$1 million.
$1 million? Yeah, I'd shave my head for $1 million. But then that's just me. I can't speak for a model.
I'd shave my whole body for $1 million. What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's you.
I'd not like to someone, say that.
But someone lather me up. Here we go.
But continuing with Zell's point.
You get out. I'm the moderator. So, Jupiter, go ahead.
All right. Well.
Okay, you're done. No. I'm kidding.
Okay. Go. Well, first off, I want to say I'm going to say Amazing Race. Oh, my gosh.
That's your number one pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've watched Amazing Race for so many seasons. And actually, my husband and I are contemplating going on it. We were actually going to put in our applications.
I would watch that.
My husband and I were going to put in our applications, but we're going to wait another year.
What about Luna? You're not going to take
gonna
it
say
with
she's,
you?
She's, you can't take
it. Wear the Otaku 5-0 shirt.
Yeah.
I can. Hey. No, but.
That's interesting.
I've been wanting to be on the show. My husband and I have been wanting to be on the show since we were in high school. We were like. I used to call him and say, well, did you watch the episode? Did you watch it? Did you see what they did? And then we'd just discuss it and discuss what we would do instead. And I swear we've been doing this for years.
Ah, young love.
Hindsight is 2020, though. I mean, it's nice. It's one thing that
I still want to go on it.
Okay.
We actually have the applications. We just have to fill them out and send them in.
Oh, my.
We need a video recorder to do our video recording bit. But
what would you have?
We have a technical advisor here.
As we look at Titus, who has a video camera at his disposal.
There are certain regulations. You have to be over 21, and I'm obviously not yet. So we can't actually put in our applications until next year.
Give it time.
Which
Give
is
time.
Like two more seasons and down the road. But
how much
anyway.
Do you drink?
Excuse me.
She doesn't.
She,
drink.
I know, she just... is under 21. How dare you imply?
I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said already.
But Amazing Race is one of my favorite. I watch it whenever it's on. I love it. I was introduced to it when I was in high school. My step parents showed me. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, but they have ridiculous challenges. Like
they do, but it's all cultural.
I know, but like,
yes, it is.
If you lose the key to the box in the random wilderness.
That was their own fault. They're the ones who did it.
I'm just saying. Yeah, we're not going to help
you. But
they
still won. Those two still won the entire race.
I heard something about
that. That's
ridiculous. Oh, man. The brother and sister team from last season were
awesome. What's your number two?
Number
Huh?
Moving on. Project Runway.
Oh, God.
Yes, I watch Project Runway.
Note the lack of surprise.
We are now
I quit the podcast.
Three.
I quit.
I remember that show, and... I almost liked it.
It takes a certain type to like Project Runway, yes.
I'm sure.
It was funny because the guy was like ridiculously gay, but you
Everyone, oh, Christian? Was it Christian you're talking
about? I don't know, probably all
was
of them.
Was he the
were...
one who said fierce every episode?
Yes, he was hilarious.
And but it is interesting. Great. I mean, I did watch half a season of that show in various spurts. I've watched a few episodes, and it is kind of interesting to see what these guys come up with when you restrict them to a particular theme or a particular
time
era,
frame.
A period of fashion like the 40s. Or, you know, just
make
them...
a dress out of newspaper.
Yeah,
now.
That was, that was interesting. Yeah. You know, that was the episode you were showing us before we recorded the last episode. And that was interesting. You know, but then...
They really do restrict them a lot. They, like, the time, they have a day to put together an outfit. What? Can you, how can you make something from scratch in a day?
That's part of the, hard. But that's part of the challenge.
Yeah, see, but that's... But anyway.
Make the Totoro costume. Now! You have 24 hours. Go!
Like, well, if I have... And she has, and they have to do it by themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's all individual. You have but you have to have skills. You have to be able to sew. You have to be able to design something new. At one of the last seasons I watched, they had someone use this design that some other really popular designer had already used. Mm-hmm. And they even commented at one point that that was a different show. That was not Project Runway. That was model. That was the Bravo new Bravo version of designer first thing I thought. Anyway.
Okay, you lost.
Sorry,
us.
I got sidetracked. That was the wrong.
All right, so we had Amazing Race, Project Runway, and then what's your third one? Oh, are you okay?
Excuse me. Yeah.
If you say Real Housewives, I'm going to throw you out the window.
I wouldn't say Real Housewives.
If your life depended.
Last show on Earth. Sorry.
Ooh.
No, I don't. I don't enjoy that.
Dun, dun, dun.
The third one I have to say is... I had it in my head, and now it's gone.
Dun, dun,
that's
dun.
An interesting title for a reality show. How'd they come up with that one?
I'm gonna insert a joke here while she's trying to remember that. Eventually, I think reality TV is going to take over. And we're just going to be so pressed for ideas, we're going to get shows like America's Got Something, all right. and hey, America, you like money.
You what was it? Idiocracy? You guys see that movie?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
what was the name of that reality TV show?
I don't remember.
What was the
name of that reality?
All I know is everywhere he went, he got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
Or a boulder to the nuts, or a hammer to the nuts.
Okay then. I think. Well, I'm gonna have to say Ace of Cakes then. Because that's the one that's coming to mind. And whenever it's on, I'll always watch it. Well, Super Nanny was the one I was going to say. Darn it.
Ooh, too late.
Ah, fine, then I'll take Ace of Cakes.
Burn. Ace of Cakes is awesome.
See, I wanted to say that, but I didn't because I knew she was going to say it.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, I
was being nice for once.
If anything, one of my favorite episodes with Ace of Cakes was where they made for the Harry Potter premiere.
Yes,
and they made
the
model
cake.
Of the cake of Hogwarts Castle.
Yeah, they've done a lot of really famous cakes, and
I like the Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually pretty good. Cool. And of course, the one for Steve Carell was on an episode where I think it was Forget Smart or something like that.
Well, all I know is that a lot of movies, a lot of big names are going to the Charm City Cakes now to get their cakes made because of, one, the publicity.
Yeah. They do some good work.
Yeah. And, well, obviously, and that's the second reason, because they have awesome cakes.
Well, my old kitchen manager would have something to say about that, because he did, he was a pastry chef for about 15 years. We had a conversation once. He started pointing out things. It's like, oh, you don't use dowels. You're supposed to take PVC pipes and pour melted sugar into it. And when it solidifies, you use that instead. Because the dowels would splinter in the cake, and you know what happens if someone gets stabbed by it.
Well, again, a lot of Ace of Cakes, cakes aren't meant for eating. They're just
true.
Meant for decoration. Yeah, they're made of cake, but you don't want... If you've ever tasted fondant, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That stuff is disgusting.
Delicious fondant. All right.
All right, that was pretty good. We wrapped up that one pretty quick.
All right. So, next topic as I look at my... Please produce this.
Please produce this.
Let's go with Zell first.
Oh.
Since he's got his...
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jim Carrey, and Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee's dead.
So, we're making it up anyways. It's a fantasy.
You're going to CG him in.
Don't kill my fantasies.
CG.
But seriously, that's your pick.
I don't even know what I'm picking anymore.
Do an action flick with those three? No, a romance comedy. I want to see that.
Buddy cop film. Jim Carrey, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
And Bruce Lee as the villain?
And no. Jet Li.
Bruce, and Jet Li?
No, no. Bruce Lee would be the chief.
Yeah, we'll see.
You guys are out of control, roundhouse kick. Get back on topic.
No, get Jaleel White in his Bruce Lee outfit from Family Matters.
I believe that, I'm not moderator or anything, but I think you're actually going to seriously suggest that as your what if project?
As a buddy cop movie, I'll go with it, yes.
Because you really didn't have anything else to figure out, did you?
I'm not good with actors. Like,
oh, brother.
Before this.
Still, yeah, I think that's going to be pretty cool.
That would be interesting if, you know. Okay. All right.
Moderator.
Points for effort.
I'm just trying to soak this in right now.
Because Jim Carrey would be like, I can't be funny in this movie, but it's going to be a funny movie anyway.
It's going to end up funny anyway.
So he tries to be serious, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, get in the chopper. You mean the motorcycle? I can't get in it. And he's like, yes, the chopper. And he's just like on the back. He's like, yes, get in the chopper.
That's a movie you definitely take a paycheck for, if anything else.
It's like Dragon Ball all over again.
Yeah.
So, let's move on to the girly. Totoro.
I'm a girly. Whoa. Really.
Crossing the line. Crossing the line.
Hey, I'm moderator.
Okay. Well, actually, I gave this a bit of thought, and I would like to see a live-action version of Bubblegum Crisis.
Yeah.
What?
I want to see a live-action version of Bubblegum Crisis.
The movie would be intense.
It would be. And I would probably... I know how to write the script for that. It'll be... I'd like to see a live-action version
off.
For Bubblegum Crisis. I'm sorry, that is...
I admit, I would go see that.
See? I mean, if anything, just for the cute chicks and hard suits, come on, man. I mean, that's easily markable if you put... But then again, if
the suits are going to be the only thing that's hard...
Charlie's Angels all over again.
But it would look that's nothing...
That's true, but it... But Charlie's... You know,
Charlie's Angels with mech.
Yeah, but the Charlie's Angels movies, for lack of a better word, they sucked.
Oh.
The first one was... okay.
It sucked.
There would be nothing like the actual show, though. They'd get in and they'd have, like, actual huge mechas instead of bodysuits, and they'd be like, let's take over the... Let's go kick bad guy butt, and then it'd be, like, instead of, like, the slime or whatever, it'd be, like, a slime person, and they'd be like, this is ridiculous. This doesn't even make sense.
Well, guys, that's my pick. I'm sticking to it. I'd like to see a live-action movie based on...
Directed by Ron Howard.
No. If you're gonna... Well, I'm not going to put a wish list of directors, but if you're going to do it, pick someone good.
Steven Spielberg.
No.
No.
Well, he's good for sci-fi stuff, so. Yeah, that's okay, true. Producing. But
Jim Carrey on Schwarzenegger.
Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing what the Wachowski brothers did. They did a pretty good job on Speed Racer. Let's see what they can do with Bubblegum Crisis.
What?
You know what? No, you know, I would trust them with something like that.
Yeah, because it's cyberpunk.
I developed
Matrix is
movie.
All cyberpunk when you think about it. So that's me. That's my pick.
All right, so let's go with, why are you in, like, a Buddhist, like...
She's Zen.
She's doing yoga. She has a busy schedule, and she has to do yoga sometime.
All right, that was good. That was good, Zell. That was good.
I'll give him one cool point for that one.
Wow. Yes. That means, like, I have two.
Now everyone starts with 50.
I have, like, 38, probably, then.
A little higher than that. So, Jupiter, give us your please produce this.
Okay.
Oh, as Luna brings in.
we were discussing this before the podcast, and I actually came up with a... because cosplay is becoming such a large... cosplay is such a large community now. It's getting much bigger than it used to.
That's true.
And I really want to see a good anime... on cosplay. There are some... I mean, I know there's a lot of anime that touch on it. Mm-hmm. Like, Genshiken touched very, very briefly on it. Comic Party, the second season, touched more on it.
Well, the manga version of the series goes a little bit more in-depth than the anime does.
And the first series... I mean, the first season touched on it a little bit more, too.
A little bit, not as much as, second season. But I want to see an entire anime based on cosplay. I think it would be awesome too.
You know what? I'd like to see that actually.
Basically, it would be for cosplay what the series called Oishimbo is for cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, or yakitate Japan.
Right.
Or baking, and then you could put something for
bartender. Customers. You would actually learn how to make
a drink. Okay.
Yeah.
So something along those lines.
Because for a lot of cosplayers, you just have, you have nothing to work off of. You have a picture and your imagination. And then...
Then you could say, like, how... You could kind of fill in, like, how do you portray the character? How do you pose? And
different
how do you...
Way, yeah. Present, and there's, yeah. There's a lot of information out there. There's not a lot of information, actually, out there for cosplayers right now. There's what you know, what you can read, and there's not a lot on the internet.
No.
To how to be a successful cosplayer, but I'm trying. It's going to be fun. And
as we remind everybody that Totoro! There will be a Totoro suit.
Oh, no.
You're going to see it at the con, hopefully.
We'll have pictures on the website.
There'll be one of three people wearing it. So
one of three? I thought I was supposed to be the only one wearing this thing.
You.
All three of us. Wow, she's...
It's okay. Built for...
You're drafted.
I might
Zell,
have...
you're drafted.
If he doesn't end up wearing it, I'm going to probably do it for Showcase, because I don't know if I'm going to what I'm going to do for Showcase.
You really should. I mean, it is your costume. It wouldn't feel right if any of us wore it.
I am going to put a computer in there and fans, and I'm just going
to
walk...
I'm already going to have fans. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
I want to see a good cosplay anime.
I like that pick. I really want to see that. Totoro Gundam? What?
He's going to put cameras and stuff in it so you can see us.
Yes. No, I was thinking more like the Fumofu suit from Fullmetal Panic Fumofu.
Alright, yeah, okay, yeah, no, I'll give that
For those of you who've seen the series, you know what I'm talking about. Go ahead. And
let's end this one with me, because...
You love you.
I'm alright with me. Me and me have been kind of having some arguments lately.
I'm sorry. Anyway. Would you like to talk about it?
Not now.
I'm here for you, even though you aren't.
All right, moving on.
So, I had about 6 seconds to think about this earlier, and I'm going to bring this to the table. It is one of my...
As I recall, you asked for 30 seconds. You only took 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's be specific here. I mean,
that's like saying that like 50 Cent got shot at 9 times, but he only got hit 3 times. No one really cares.
Okay. Fine.
Anyway, so...
Note to the audience, before this podcast, Soto was talking about how Mr. A was always so prepared for every podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am, because I actually have something. This is, since we have so many movies based on comic books, I figure I throw a comic book in there to the mix.
Okay.
Because really, it's a pretty good comic, it's just kind of underground. It lasted about 7 issues. This comic's called Red Rocket 7.
I've heard of this comic book. You've regaled this with...
With many, many a tale of Red Rocket 7. Basically, this story is about a clone of, the 7th clone of an alien who's supposed to bring about this gathering called Astro-Esk, which is the gathering of the universe. Everything will be one in the universe. It'll be heaven on Earth, basically.
Okay.
The guy who's supposed to bring this about almost dies, so his robot buddy makes clones of him. And 7 just so happens to be the musical one. So he strikes out on his own into the world and learns about creating music, meeting up with people like Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Rolling Stone.
The Rolling Stone.
I'm a little verklempt.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I'll give you a topic. No.
So this Rolling Stone, where did it roll to? Where does it come from? Was it the wheel? Was it the invention of the wheel?
No, it was the invention of the first basketball. Anyway.
Huh.
But moving on to newer bands like the Dandy Warhols and stuff like that. Eventually, 7 does bring about Astro-Esk at the end. But it's made by Mike Allred, who did Madman. He also did a brief stint on X-Force.
Okay.
Good art. It's a very surreal way he draws. Overall, I think this would make a pretty good low budget film. Well, because really, if you throw high
by low budget, you mean indie, right? You are aware of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, considering that Dragon Ball was so crap and it had a pretty high budget,
$100 million.
You could do Red Rocket 7 for less money, and it will still turn out way better.
You could probably do it for $10 million. Either and it'd probably be awesome.
I could live for the rest of my life if they did not make Dragon Ball Z. Mm.
Okay,
yeah.
Moving on. We talked about this last week.
Red Rocket 7 movie, is it animated or live action?
I would try to do live action. If not, I would probably want to do an animated series on TV. Not too many episodes, but, you know.
A mini-series.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Moderator?
Oh, this one's going to be fun. Everybody, get your notepads out. Here we go. Jupiter, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you braced? Are you wearing your armor, your special... Get your force powers on, because here we go, people. The gauntlet. Oh, snap. And guess who's in the hot seat? If you didn't already get it by, you know, before.
It's me!
Yeah, the girlie's in the hot seat. Which isn't really much of a seat. It's more like a stool. It's not hot. It's kind of...
Hey, we've all had to sit on that stool at one point, except you sat on the couch.
Yeah, because that's how I'll roll, son.
Okay.
West side? No, all right.
My mom told me if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Where did that come from?
Never mind.
Awesome, but
He's getting back at me for the crack I made about his wife. Oh.
Yeah, I told him.
By the way, if Zell's wife is listening, hi.
Oh, she's not. She was tired of hearing about your life story.
Oh, wow.
She moved on.
All right. Do I have to step in my
life? As most girls do in my life, they move on. Anyway. So, who wants to ask the first question? How many questions are we doing?
We can do two. We usually retain 12 for the episode.
We should do 15 10. For the hell of it.
15 for the... Okay.
Let's 10. Do 15.
Oh. I have one.
Just to mess with you.
I have one. Besides any of the costumes you've done so far, if you had a $100,000 budget and you were to design and wear one costume for the rest of your life, what would that costume be?
Ooh, gosh. So it's something that I can't really get bored of because I love it.
Mm-hmm. And you have to wear it for the rest of your life.
Can she wash it daily, or is it a cosplay?
As a cosplay. Every time you go to a cosplay event.
The only cosplay I ever wear ever again will be this cosplay.
Will be this cosplay. And after $100,000, this probably will be the only cosplay you'll wear.
Please say Faye Valentine.
Faye Valentine does not cost that much.
But go ahead.
A man can hope.
A man can wear the costume too, as proven.
That's true.
That's you. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen those pictures.
Hey, you said you wouldn't talk about what happened to us last week in Reno, all right? Quick.
Nice.
It was good. Just to let you guys know, it was good.
Brilliant.
I hope it was.
I waxed my thighs for that.
By the way, someone still owes me for the plane fare.
No kidding.
Yeah, Titus.
Quick side note. 2006 Anime Expo, I actually hung out with Manfei, and it was awesome. That man can dance.
Okay.
And he was not wearing short
As
shorts.
Jupiter is... Jupiter, you're looking into a manga. Have you found what you're going
I
to
know
be?
What it is. I'm trying by to the, out the
By one of the worst manga production houses ever, Tokyo Pop.
What's wrong with Tokyo
Pop? What?
They murdered, butchered, raped, and then peed on Initial D.
Okay.
Sorry.
All
right, but seriously.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it's going to be a Chi costume or a Freya costume.
A who?
From the anime manga Chobits.
Chobits. Okay.
Chi is the main character. I love all her frilly dresses.
That's so hot.
But that's only one.
I know, I've got to pick one. That's why I'm flipping through them.
I'm going with the word cute instead of hot for frilly dresses.
They're cute. Yes.
Some
people like
them?
Frilly dresses.
I'm just saying.
Some of these are so
I just use hot for default.
They're awesome. They're awesomely hot for default. Okay.
Well, I guess if her fan stopped working properly, she would get pretty hot, yes.
It's like, you know, the default setting on most video games is medium.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Oh.
It's hot.
But I actually right now have a Chi costume. It's very, very minimal, very easy, but it's not the one that I would cosplay as.
Okay, but the character.
We should put that picture up on our website.
I'll find the particular one that I'm wanting, and I'll email it to you. But
We'll put it out on the site.
Yeah, so that would be what I would ultimately pick. I could cosplay Chi for the rest of my life and be very happy about it.
Okay.
Because I just love the character. I really do.
Thanks for answering my question.
Awesome.
Who would you like to go next, Mario?
Let's go with Zeru.
Zell or Zeru?
Zeru is Zell in Japanese. Zeru.
It's true.
He's used Zeru as other things.
So. It's true. Some random 12-year-old called me that once. So, and I liked it. Anyways. Wow, that sounded weird.
Moving on.
Yeah. No okay. comment.
No. Anyways.
Continue on.
Ask a question.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm here for. Sorry. I'm gonna go with the last one gave me an idea, was if you were a production company and you were creating a manga, what would it be about? I mean, like, you could only create one, it would be the ultimate manga.
If you were to create one?
Like, what genre would it be? Like, what kind of manga would it be about?
Like a genre of manga that if I could create only one?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd have to say
I think she kind of already answered this with Produce This.
Well,
I mean, that's...
That's just one, like...
A what if?
I would think that would just be a going to... She wanted to make that right now, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
Would it be comedy, drama, romance?
Probably a romance based.
Probably a romance.
With some comedy thrown in there for the sake of it.
So it's a...
Comedy romance.
It's a comedy romance.
It's a pretty safe
genre. So
it's
like Eyes... Or Boys B was kind of like that. Chobits.
Yeah, Chobits was definitely like that.
I'm very tongue-tied today. I don't know.
It's okay.
Yay.
Okay. Although I think
it's the drugs.
It's definitely the drugs.
I'm just trying to figure out how to write your question out in
Jupiter,
the show notes.
Jupiter keeps pumping the meth into the air through the central air.
Yeah, well.
Did you say central air? Oh, sorry. Okay.
Dogma.
All right. So I'm going to go with me. Okay, here we go. And since we did the Dragon Ball commentary, I'm going to ask this. What is your favorite, and you can't say Goku, Dragon Ball character and why? You have to choose one.
Trunks?
Wait,
I was expecting
wait,
that.
Adult wait,
Trunks. Future
no,
Trunks.
Okay, there we go.
Adult future
why?
Trunks.
Why?
Because he's hot.
It's true.
So, Peeps is going to have to dress up as
awesome
Trunks next time.
First off,
yeah.
No, from experience going to high school with her, her and all of her friends would just be like, oh my god, Trunks is so hot. I was just like...
Okay. My bedroom was painted the exact color of his hair.
He had a Mandark haircut.
What?
Did you see his sword?
He long
pressed
hair
a button.
At one point.
It was awesome, and it was like a seatbelt, and it just fell off.
Okay, cool. So...
Trunks, because I love his fighting style. He's awesome. He has all of that, like, mysterious, like, horrible background. Father abandoned him, hated him. You know, he had all that strife, and yet he was so
angst,
cool.
You mean?
Angst.
He's an emo kid.
But he was happy. He was a happy
little emo.
But anyway, no, and I really love the history of Trunks. And
I'll admit that one was good. So
anyway, yep, Trunks.
Trunks.
Harping on the Trunks. All right.
Trunks brief.
Okay. Okay.
And
I have another question.
Gohan.
I have another question. All right. If you, all right, let me just make sure I got this right. If you were to, if you could have the opportunity, if you could visit for a single day, a setting. Or a period in history.
Ooh.
Where would you visit?
I would have to say medieval Scotland.
Why?
Because one, I love the time period. There's so much more chivalry, and yet, the women aren't as empowered. Blah 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 blah. But
no women's rights doesn't matter. It's still good.
Well, but if you think about if you think about it, even then, women may not have had rights, but they still held a lot of power back, like behind the scenes. But
Elizabeth was a for
okay,
example
that's
of
English.
That.
It's English, French. Yeah,
Mary, Queen of Scots, was a Scottish queen.
But anyway, I really love the time period. Yeah, there was a lot more grunge and dirt and blah, 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 blah. They didn't get to bathe very often.
Open sewers for the loss, I'd say.
It's character.
Well, but at the same time, there's a lot of...
It's a staph infection is what that is.
There you go.
It's lupus.
Let her speak.
Okay, so medieval Scotland.
And also, there was a lot more, you knew people. You didn't just see people in the street and didn't know their names. you knew them. You knew everybody in your town most of the time.
And... That's the typical farm, small town mentality that you were. Is that what? I mean, you know.
In a way, I mean, even if you lived in a huge city, though, you didn't just not know anybody else in the city. You may not have known anyone outside your own class, yes, but Scotland wasn't exactly like that at the same time. It wasn't as centered on class, and yeah, there was the laird of the land, and he ruled. He was the lord. He ruled. Blah blah blah.
But he ruled. Also,
there's a lot more freedom, I think, in some ways.
Okay. Okay.
You didn't have to be scared to death to go let your children out and play for all day and come home to nothing.
Hmm.
But okay.
Interesting. Okay. Right, but thanks for answering that question. I appreciate it. That's an answer I wasn't expecting.
Zell.
Sweet. All right. I don't know. I don't remember if we went into detail on this, but there is, as of late, a lot of vampire media coming out.
Yes.
Ridiculous stuff that just
sparkle.
And I was wanting to know what your take on vampire. I know vampires have been very mainstream in general, but as of late, they've been like pouring in the masses.
Ah, so what do you take? So would your question be, what's your take on
how vampires have been so mass media lately?
A better question. let's parse that a little bit. What is your opinion on the current resurgence of vampire lore, or vampire related stories and entertainment?
Well, Zell and some of our listeners have known me forever, and they've known me since I started research when I was younger, and I started researching vampires, started getting
she
really in depth. I was nuts. I have an ex boyfriend at one point who emailed me after a certain vampire movie came out and said, "Oh my god, I watched this movie and I thought of you because their lore was horrible." And I went, "I used to be very
so basically, this guy emailed you. Because this ridiculously bad, terrible piece of trash film reminded him of you.
The fact that they were so bad off, and he kept thinking, "Oh, Destiny would know what the right answer for that is." Or
she said her own name.
Hey, oh, she did. Burn. Yes, you did.
The Countess too.
Two. Yes.
It's another dead red shirt. All right.
Anyway, continue. Okay, I like the idea of so many different authors having a take on it. I don't so much like the fact that there's a bandwagon now and everybody's trying to jump on the vampire bandwagon. I was reading a blog by Laurelka Hamilton. As everybody knows, it's one of my favorite authors.
The Anita Blake series, yes.
Yeah. And she was talking about, she did discuss the bandwagon, mm-hmm. I should say, like finger, about the vampire bandwagon right now. And how her own personal editor is getting a lot of people sending her in novels, but then when they ask her about it, they're she's like, "This is already a book. This is a Laura Campbell book. This is a Anne Rice book. This is..." Because so many people are trying to remake it, but they really can't because it's already been done.
It's someone else's idea.
Yeah.
They don't want to crib on someone else's turf.
And she was commenting how... there's just so many people that we may have changed. I mean, they changed it's a female, not a male, or it's a male, not a female, and
just semantics at this point.
Yeah. And but in depth, it's still the same essential story. And you really got to go back and think about some of the earlier ones, the ones that have been going for years.
Anne Rice.
Yes, Anne Rice is one. What is his name? Laurelka Hamilton came out, started coming out in the early 90s, her books.
Anne Rice was like the mid 80s.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one, starts with an L.
You lost me.
Okay, anyway.
Lovecraft.
Yes.
Lovecraft.
Really?
Yes.
H.P. Lovecraft.
Yes, H.P. Lovecraft.
Founder of the Cthulhu mythos of...
Well, he came out long...
That's a creepy dude, but I gotta admit, he's a really good writer.
He is a good writer.
But you really have to their specific books... have become their genres now, almost.
Yep, pretty much.
There's no one that can redo the same thing over because it's already been done, you know? And so a lot of people that are trying to make new spins off of vampires are just going way out in the blues, way out in the weeds. And
well, because that's pretty much where the...
That's the only way they can go.
Well, that's, of course, when all the territory is dried up in the interior... You have to go to the fringes at some point because you don't know what the next big thing is going to be. Like, I think this was something that... Remy, or I'm sorry, Smilex brought this up before he left.
That's three.
Why, red shirts? Why?
They always die.
I know, but why
even,
do they...
Even in the new Star Trek film, they always die. Let's move on.
Like, you'd think they'd be like, I'm not going down
Moving
there.
On.
I'm the only one that brought a gun. All right, anyway. So, I'm going to go to me now.
Okay.
That's how I do.
Because it's always...
Okay.
About you.
Okay. This one is slightly deep. This is a variant of the question I asked Totoro.
Okay. Oh, dear.
What is your definition of the word happiness?
Oh, wow.
That was a deep... I couldn't even answer that question. Not well.
Well, I guess happiness has to be something much more... It is a really deep question, because happiness is definitely not something that it's surface emotion. Because to be truly happy, it has to be something that, you know, it's got to really touch you. It's... You can be happy on the surface, but be completely miserable inside.
Yeah.
And so you're not... Are you truly happy when you're like that? Not really. But I guess happiness is knowing what you want and working towards your goal. You know, that's where I'm going with this. Because to be truly happy, you have to seriously... You may not have... The goals may not be the important thing, but it's the fun and the... adventure of getting where you think you want to be and finding you may not always be where you want it. What you originally planned may not always be what you want in the end. I'm trying to say that without being tongue-tied.
And you may have learned a bit about more about yourself along the way.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yes, your tongue-tiedness.
Interesting. That was a better answer than I could give her. But I have one. I have one.
Yeah. Okay. We're
we were going to go with you anyway.
Okay. I have one. What do you see yourself doing 10 years from now? Where do you want to be 10 years from now?
I don't know. Let's see. 10 years from now. Maybe 30.
Harper would be 10 years old by then.
Mm-hmm.
Taking her to school.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to probably end up being a soccer mom.
No, it's so not true. Soccer. Please not soccer.
Not exactly. Not a bad thing, really.
Stereotypical.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the name soccer mom. But
there's nothing stereotypical about
it. I really
No, there isn't.
I really want to kind of advance myself more in everything, I guess. I want to have a bigger family, and I want to maybe end up getting a business license and
starting your own business?
I've always wanted to own a bookstore.
You're certainly off to a good start.
Jupiter's yeah. Books and Home for Wayward Girls.
Okay.
Well, no, I've always wanted to
I'm attaching that to everything.
Oh, man.
I've always wanted to have a bookstore / cafe, like small little nook cafe. And
I'd visit.
Just
hell, I'd help you run it.
I'd order ridiculous things and then not pay for it and walk away.
Why does that not surprise me about you?
Oh, no, I'd hunt you down. I know you. I know where you live.
I don't care.
I'll forever know where you live.
You wouldn't be making it. You'd pay someone else to make it. And then you'd be like, here, just take it. I don't even care. And I'm like, thank you.
Wow. Okay.
You'd come home and be like, my couch?
I guess this dialogue between Jupiter and Zell comes from years of friendship.
We've talked about this before at one point, but
it's a hate relationship.
I guess.
In truth, I don't see myself. Well, they owning went to prom together, so
right. Okay, running a bookstore. Then.
I wouldn't see myself owning my bookstore in 10 years.
Okay,
or even running one in 10 years.
You'd be surprised.
But well. Just
set your
goals
for tomorrow.
Just because I have other goals in my mind, I want to wait till I'm able to do it without crazy hectic schedule breaking into it. Yeah, family. Yeah,
but
family.
You have
well, if you have another kid and it's a boy, don't name him Harpo.
What?
What?
Oh,
I'm
no.
Sorry, we already have boy names picked out. Thank you.
Inside joke.
Inside joke number how many for this episode?
Jeez, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But so, okay, thanks.
I want to work at that. That's going to be my long-term goal, is to get my business license and get to do that. So first I got to get an actual regular degree.
Yeah. Nice. Business administration.
Dun, dun, dun.
Business administration would probably be up your alley. Yeah. You have to kind of know how to run a business before you start.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Hey, I've seen startup business. I've seen startup businesses started with a guy in charge didn't have a clue. You know. So
well,
that's,
I love books, so it's really I remember in high school what my thing used to be is I used to work in the library, and if anybody came in and didn't have a book picked out, or they didn't know what genre they wanted to do. I would take them through and say, okay, so what are you looking for? And take them through the fiction section and help them pick out books that I thought they'd like. Because I'd read a lot of them.
So, is that it?
Yes.
Questions?
You're up.
Oh. Keeps coming in and out of my mind.
We noticed.
Oh, yes. So.
Not surprising.
You talk about books and you talk about authors you love. Which authors do you love to hate?
Your goodness. Least favorite author?
Like if they were signing...
People are going to hate me.
If they were signing up for like people to shoot into space, who would you sign up?
No. I was like, I won't go
okay,
there.
let's say that they're doing an autograph signing at Borders. This is the person that you would wait in line all day just to walk up to them and go, you suck.
I wouldn't do that though. That's not the kind of person I am.
That's besides the point.
And
just
if I
which
don't
person
like a,
do you
just,
hate?
Just because I don't like a book doesn't mean somebody else doesn't. So I don't...
Woman...
I'm sorry, I don't do that, but there are authors that I personally
don't love.
It's a
straight answer. Just, yes,
okay, let's go with that.
Go with that feeling.
Okay, well, personally, don't shoot me.
No,
I don't have a gun.
I really don't like Anne Rice books. I really don't.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've read several of them just for the sake of having read them.
Yeah.
They are not my favorites. They really aren't. I read Interview with the Vampire, and I read Violin, and I was so lost after... Both the first chapters of both of them, that it was just like, okay, not reading more. It just wasn't. I finished the books because that's something that I do. If I start a book, I'm gonna finish it so I can adequately get an idea of the book. But I really don't like Anne Rice. I know what she's done for the vampire community. I know what she's really done for a lot of different things. But if she was signing like 3 miles away, and I was. And I had some other engagement, I wouldn't quit the engagement to go get her autograph. It wouldn't be something that I'd want to do.
Would you go if you were just watching TV and nothing good was on?
No.
Even then? No. Okay. No.
Burn.
Is there any other authors you don't like?
Oh.
Yes, go with that. Let the hate flow through you.
Well, I really don't read a lot of authors that I don't particularly like, because I don't like them, and I'm not going to keep reading.
No, you cared enough to finish Anne Rice books. So taking that logic into account, you probably finished other books by authors you don't like. So if you can't remember, that's okay. We can move on to the next question.
Give us one more if you can.
Okay. Goodness gracious.
I don't recall that person ever writing a book.
Although I'd like to, I wouldn't mind seeing a book like that. Yeah, yeah, that would be cool.
I remember that book as a good book.
I'm here, by goodness gracious.
Okay, well, I liked this author to begin with. Like, I read several of her books.
Okay.
But
are all your authors girls?
No.
No.
Jim Butcher.
I'm just saying, it seems like...
Okay, I read this author quite a bit when I was younger, and I loved it just because it was something new for me. But then I started getting to the point where her books were all the same. They were every book had the same storyline.
Give us names.
Same basics.
Sure.
What is
Fern Michaels?
Who?
Fern Michaels. She's a romance writer.
Oh,
well, there,
there you have it.
Well, no, because I read Nora Roberts books.
Case solved.
All the time still. I still like Nora Roberts books.
Nora Roberts puts in a bit more effort than Fern Michaels in getting her stories.
Yeah.
Some
there is like still there's still one specific Fern Michaels book that I absolutely love. We'll read again, but. After that one, it's just, they all are the same. I can't remember them past 5 minutes, and for me to say that is something, because I remember books that I read years ago.
Wow. Okay. But thank you. Okay. So, Anne Rice and Fern Michaels.
Yeah. I'm not going to go pick up a new Fern Michaels, because it's out. That's
no,
just not
note to
do.
Self, don't buy her that stuff for Christmas.
Buy me the new Nora Roberts. Okay. Yes.
Then you will have 4 copies.
I do. I've had family members buy me... Multiple copies of the same book.
You should
book
donate.
I didn't realize.
Donate the other three. Yeah,
I do. I
here,
donate them or I sell them jellies.
Here, it's a Nora Roberts book in Japanese.
That's like the most terrible feeling when you get something that you know somebody will love, and then they
already
like,
had it.
They open a pack, they open it, and you're like, oh, that's my book. And they're like, actually, that was from that guy. And you're like,
who hasn't gone?
That's actually happened to me on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah, it's my turn. Okay, going a little lighthearted just because I wanted to see what you would say about this. Okay, I'm going to name you two bands. You have to listen to one of them.
Okay.
For 5 hours straight.
Ooh, okay.
You have to. Your life depends on it.
Listening to there 5 hours of certain bands.
As she runs after Luna because she got into the kitchen.
You could have pretended it didn't happen.
And then, oh, no, no.
And then...
Yeah, you know, it didn't have to happen.
Like,
but good. But since you're back in the room, continue with the question.
Yes. These are the two bands.
Okay.
The Pussycat Dolls or the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, man.
So I have to say the Jonas Brothers because...
Wow, you'd rather...
Well, I've always
I got her to admit at least a little
well,
bit.
Well, I've always been a fan of pop music. And
it's
the
true.
Pussycat Dolls, hip-hop, and me just don't mix. They don't.
What'd you say?
Hip-hop and me and Pussycat Dolls just wouldn't mix. I can listen to Don't Ya once. A month, maybe.
Once a month.
Without being going nuts.
Once a month?
It's horrible.
I wouldn't listen to it once a year.
Well, okay. If I had to, I could listen to it.
You know, this song sounds vaguely familiar. Can we play it so I'll remember?
I'm not singing it. Don't make me hurt
oh,
you. The reason I don't like those kind of songs is there's a little 5 second clip always that gets stuck in my head, and I hate it because it's not a good song and it's not a good lyric.
This is oddly reminiscent of the time she got I Kissed a Girl stuck in my head for like a good solid week.
Well,
thanks to her, it's still on my iPod.
My hatred for that song knows no bounds.
The only reason I have it stuck in my head is because of our friend, my husband's friend, and he's the one who would sing it continuously in my house.
You should shoot him.
Elmo's sweet, though.
Oh, man.
Elmo?
His nickname is Elmo.
I actually came up with a bit idea for that song.
All right.
What?
Moving on?
Is you're doing just like sitting in your
room
at night.
We're at 9?
Yeah.
Tootie Roll is off.
Okay.
Toblerone.
Okay.
Toto Roll?
Pick an anime.
Tootie Fruity.
That's currently in production now. Pick an anime that you've seen recently that... No. This is...
Okay.
Watch for the rest of the question. Pick an anime pick an anime that you know that you would love to have your daughter be a fan of 10 years down the line.
Dragon Ball.
Besides that. That's too easy. And you're a guy. And you're a guy.
Sailor Moon. She's saying Sailor Moon. No.
Sailor Moon is the easy
choice.
That's
too obvious for you. We already know your nickname is Jupiter. Try harder, please.
I thought that was just because she's spacey. That's right. That's right.
I'm
sorry.
You know, sometimes when you wake up in the middle of the night and you see a shadow in your room and you think it's going to kill you.
I don't see any shadows. My room is dark.
Oh, but seriously, the question needs to be answered. Pick an anime that you've seen that you'd like your daughter to be a fan of 10 years from
Phantom.
Now. Boogie Pop Phantom. Are you crazy?
Yes.
Prediction. Chobits.
I like the manga better than the anime. Truly.
Beyblade.
Okay.
Beyblade.
No.
Beyblade. Digimon? No. Reboot? No.
If I can't go classic, I have to go... Like, that's classic to me.
Okay.
But,
Wait. What's classic to you?
Okay. Things that I watched in my youth are classic to me because, like, for Robotech for you is not Robotech for me. Robotech for me is old school.
It is old school. What are you talking about?
It was before I was born, okay?
Yeah.
But some people, they might consider it.
I feel very old school.
I feel very old now.
Ancient.
Yes,
fact.
It was made before I was born. Get over it.
I will not.
Okay. Gosh.
That's a hard one. Sailor Moon is too obvious an answer for
you. I know. Podcaptor Sakura?
Naruto.
Can I say that one?
Naruto.
Really?
Naruto.
Why that series?
Because it's very... It's wholehearted. It's got... You know, it's very uplifting and... what's the word? Wholehearted?
Idealistic in a way?
Not wholehearted.
You know what I'm trying
to say,
though. Wholesome. Yeah.
It's like Pokemon for girls.
It's like delivery service.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all.
I really like shows that are have values and have a lot of
I'm not just talking about anime TV shows, I'm talking about anime movies too.
Okay, well, if I could...
You could have said Kiki's Delivery Service.
You could have.
Spirited Away,
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, see, I guess now you not. Say something. Now you say something, no. She's not happy. Okay. No, I'd really like her to just like the same genre, if I can help it, you know?
What, Magical Girl series?
Well, not just Magical Girls, okay. But Kodocha, Fruits Basket, things that are really like, wholesome. Wholesome!
I just said
that. We just said wholesome.
I didn't hear you.
Oh.
You're wearing headsets.
She's deaf in one ear, remember?
But it's on both sides.
I know.
That's not a real excuse.
I try to cover
one
for Jupiter, but no.
You fail.
Zoned out to a baby. Okay, there. No.
And it's the ear you could hear out of was no, it's tuned into the
crib. No, that's a lot of that same genre.
A lot of the same genre?
Even
okay.
Digimon, I'd be so happy if she loved it. And these are things that I can watch over and over and over and not get bored of.
So Helsing isn't on the list.
No, not so much.
That is depressing to me.
Well, that's because I don't feel like having my daughter watch gory, bloody battles when she's 5 and 6 and then recreating such actions.
Mommy, what's the blue about girl?
Don't even go there, please.
Which is why I don't watch different things now.
That would be funny. Anyway. Okay.
I have a Star Wars question.
Oh, dear. Crap. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Star Wars question. Okay. I'm not sure how much of a Star Wars fan you are. I know you've seen the films, but I know it's a lot of it just kind of goes over your head. Since you asked me this question when I was in the hot seat, I will ask you this question. Galactic Empire or Rebellion?
Rebellion.
Of course.
No hesitation.
No hesitation.
Because I've had this question asked to me before in high school a lot, because we had a lot of Empire friends, and so not one of them.
I will destroy them.
Then you have to destroy me, because I love
you
the
know,
Empire.
You know the my favorite DM of all time.
Oh, yes.
My big brother.
I'd have to say he is my favorite DM as well.
he is very much an Empire.
Depeche Mode?
First.
What are you talking? No, you. No.
But
I do like his music.
But, no, and... I definitely agree with the rebels. I don't think that there should be a dictatorship so much.
It's a Chuck-tatorship.
Harry-tatorship.
You're out of the
Tom
will. Again.
Tom, Dick, and Harry, come on.
You're out of the will again.
Depeche Mode can master my dungeon any day.
Too much information. Disclaimer.
And that's not really a disclaimer.
Frivolous use of Depeche Mode.
I don't even know who that is.
Did you have a question?
Get out.
I do have a question.
He's got a question.
And it is a good question.
I hope so.
It involves a question mark and a topic.
And words.
And words.
You're stalling.
With
so
letters.
Hurry up.
Okay.
I'm going to launch baby at you.
What? That's like suicide. No.
Baby beam fire.
She was actually going to do it, too. She was actually going to
throw
the baby.
No.
Okay.
Spirit baby.
So I was thinking about this. Now, you live in Hawaii.
I do.
Which is considered paradise.
Okay.
Which people say...
As the guy from Hawaii tries so hard to keep
laughing. I'm just saying, describe your paradise. Where would you live? What kind of house would you live in?
Where would my ideal, like...
Like, would you be in the would you be by the ocean? Would you be in a city? Would you be in meadows? Would you have neighbors?
Oh, that's a good question.
Really, truly, I want to live in Ireland. That's where I've always wanted to live.
Have you?
You always wanted to live?
No.
I got the question. I decided I wanted to let that
I don't
slide,
want to live in
okay.
a big
I'm not
city.
Going to let that slide, are you okay?
Okay. I don't particularly want to live in a big city because there's just too much animosity.
Anonymity?
Animosity or anonymity?
Nobody knows you.
Excuse me? Nobody knows you. Anonymity.
Okay.
Animosity is anger or bad feelings.
No.
Well, depending on what part of the city you go to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
it's too much being anonymous. You don't have a purpose. It's almost like you're just drones. Okay, if you ever see a view of the big city, of like New York, what do you see? Tons and tons of people.
I like, but can there's, you
see
I like that.
5, 10 of the same person? You're going to see the same thing over and over and over.
Well, actually, that I like the city for the people because, like, I went and visited New York for like one night, and it was awesome because I went into a Starbucks and everyone's like, "We need food," and it was a pretty nice Starbucks. And there was like a guy in the back, like on a tablet PC. And I was like, "I love tablet PCs. What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just drawing here." And me and that one guy, complete strangers, we sat and talked for like half an hour.
Well, that really depends on the city itself.
Mm. It was New York.
You know, a lot of then some parts.
It's a wonderful town.
Soho in New York area that is completely. It's a small town feel. Everybody knows everybody. You know where your neighbor's going to be at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon because you talk to them and you know what they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And all right, so you prefer the small town
feel. I really do.
Feel, okay, you're a small town girl living in a big city world.
Sure.
I can't believe you said that.
What?
Oh, he so went there.
I so went there. That is so accurate.
Did she take the midnight train going anywhere?
He charged that laser beam, and he shot that laser beam.
There you go.
But
if anything, I respect the classic.
I really like the small town feel. I want to live in Ireland because of the beauty. From just what I've heard about the beauty of the land and how gorgeous it is. And yeah, the weather may not always be ideal, but.
But you like the weather not being ideal.
You would like an idyllic setting to your life.
Yeah.
So you'd like
I'm not gonna be worried about my family.
You'd like a world where nothing changes. Then everything will just stay that way, stale, static.
I don't see it as stale and static.
It never changes. It's think Harper. A clock will never change.
No,
it will never change. So there exists the possibility for growth and depth, but in a sense, you prefer something more stable.
Yeah.
Is it because your life is not as stable as it should be?
No, she's always been like that.
She's always been like that? Oh, okay.
She's like the one who got, like, in high school, she's like 16. I'm going to get out of high school and get married and have kids, and life will be amazing.
Well,
she's partially right.
She lives...
I will say this about Jupiter that I've always respected, even though I've never... I find it hard to emulate, is her optimism. I find it very. I'm a pessimist.
It's
I'm a realist.
Drugs.
I'm a pragmatic. Well, that could be the case. But happiness is
it's
a drug.
It's all the black tar heroin she does. Just keeps up and fresh.
Not your point, notwithstanding. Like I said, your optimism is something I value. There is, I think, a sense of lost optimism in a lot of us. You know, part of you will never stop growing up, and I like that. It's something I wish I could have in my own life, but. Being the oldest of three kids, I never had in a Hawaiian family that option was never available to me. So I give you a lot of credit. You can live a life that is completely different from mine, and I like you for that. And I respect you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you deserve to know what I think.
But yeah, so I like
so idyllic.
That
okay.
feel. Since I mean, you people can kind of catch what I'm. What I'm
I
like.
See what you.
I grew up in a small town. I guess it's part of it. I really liked where. Well, I almost really liked where we lived.
Oh come on, you miss.
I like. I
know
do
you
actually
do.
Like parts of it. I do like having the excitement of going shopping in a big city once in a while,
mm-hmm.
but not having it so close and like I can just walk down the street and go to the mall now. It's really weird for me because back in California, where we lived in California,
yes,
it was an hour drive to get to the nearest mall. To
yes.
the nearest big store.
We lived in California and did not have a beach next door.
It's true.
I live in Hawaii and there's not a beach next door to me.
You can drive for... Never mind.
It was a 5-hour drive for us to get to the beach.
Huh?
Is what he's talking about. It was a 5-hour drive for us.
Okay, it's a longer drive for you.
It was like a 3-hour drive.
But then...
Depends on where you went on the beach. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, snap. That'd be fighting words.
I still had that just... fun. I mean, yeah, it wasn't always convenient, but it was it made shopping trip days awesomely awesome. It made, oh, we can go to a big restaurant and sit down and have a really nice lunch and then go shopping for a couple hours and then...
So it's like this big outing as opposed to just going down the street.
Exactly. It made it more fun.
But anyway, I'm really happy.
What's
wrong? What's going on with that?
Jupiter, the baby thrower.
But first of all, we really have to thank Jupiter for sitting in and enduring these questions.
Yeah.
And I have to kind of say that her
she could take it.
I kind of agree with you on a lot of stuff.
She's a harbor chick.
Oh, funny! That's a Ghostbusters 2 reference.
And when I trip, I bounce.
It's true. I've seen it.
Oh.
By the way, Roll Bounce was a great movie. Anyway, moving on. So, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Totoro, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Zell, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jupiter, say au revoir.
Au revoir.
Nice.
Oh, that was nice.
Very nice.
That was nice.
So, on behalf of everybody here, including Luna, because she's very vocal right now.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
I'd like to say goodbye to everybody. Once again, we're going to end this the way we usually do. Everybody take off your headsets because this is going to be loud.
Okay.
It's everybody.
It already is loud.
Yeah. Well, louder.
1, 2, 3.
Exodia!